What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hi, Mike the Sports Guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we are getting into some fire stuff. I'm talking about the NFC West, y'all. Today, y'all, we're going to ask a major question. Who is going to win the NFC West? Shout out to all my 12s. I'm going to hit y'all with the answer right now. The Seattle Seahawks. We are going to go over it. We're going to touch on season record. We're going to touch on division record. And we're going to jump right into it right now with week one, Seattle Seahawks at the Indianapolis Colts. Y'all, the Indianapolis Colts are a tough team. Number one in touchdowns allowed. For my audience out there, those that don't know, that means the Indianapolis Colts allowed the least amount of touchdowns in the 2020-2021 season. Number two in sacks allowed. That means that they allowed the second least sacks in the NFL season. And number three, we are gonna beat them in week one. Straight up, I'm gonna tell you why. Two words, one name, Carson Wentz. Now, I don't have a problem with Carson Wentz. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's admirable. He's a good fella. But he's new. He's new to Indianapolis. He's new to that system. He's new with those receivers. We're not new over here in Seattle. DK Metcalf's going on year three. Tyler Lockett's been in the game. And we're just leading on with our leading guy, Russell Wilson. Nothing new about it. The only thing new we got is Shane Waldron as an offensive coordinator. He's just going to enhance what we already have. I got us beating the Colts in week one. Now we move on to the Titans in week two. They're going to be coming up to Lumen Field and taking an L. Look, Ryan Tannehill, you're going to have to beat us because we're not going to let Derrick Henry beat us. I'll say it one more time. Ryan Tannehill, you're going to have to beat us because we're not going to let Derrick Henry beat us. That's going to be the focus of that game. Let's move on to the Vikings at week three. Look, y'all, we're going to go to Minnesota and we're going to teach Minnesota the meaning of respect. Minnesota last year had the 27th ranked defense. Yeah, they added some pieces in the draft. I believe they added a linebacker and defensive end in round three. They added a safety and defensive end in round four. It won't be enough. Last year, we had the 9th ranked passing offense, or rather 9th ranked offense in the NFL. We're just going to be better with Shane Waldron. And at the end of the day, y'all, I trust Russell Wilson more than I trust Kirk Cousins. That's just factual. It's just factual. Look, week four, we're going to go up to the Bay and San Fran and beat the Niners. Nobody wants to say this, but there is drama brewing in San Francisco. Whose team is it? Is Jimmy G's team, or is he just keeping it warm for Trey Lance? I believe that's going to divide the locker room, and I believe at the end of the first month of the season, even with all their returning players, I don't think that San Francisco team is going to be as focused and as locked in as they typically are. I got us stealing one versus the Niners in the Bay. Now week five, my 12s. Week five, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I got us losing to the Rams at Seattle. Yes, I know. Pete Carroll is 22-3 in primetime games. I hear y'all. By week five, I just don't think we're going to be as sharp. I don't think we're going to be as sharp. And let's not forget, the LA Rams had the number one ranked defense in the NFL last year. You're talking about Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and the crew. And look, say what you want about Matt Stafford. Some people like him, some people don't. I will say this, we all know the Detroit Lions are a mess. They are a mess. So you put him in this kind of organization, in that West Coast offense, I think they're going to be scary. And I think it's going to take us a game to adjust to them. It's going to take us a game, 12 man. So I got us losing to the Rams. At this point, we're 4-1 before we see the Steelers. Y'all, I got us beating the Steelers. I do. Shout out to that offensive line up there in Pittsburgh. They got the number one ranked offensive line in sacks allowed last year. Like I said, that means they allowed the least amount of sacks of any team last year. Adding Najee Harris from Alabama in the draft is absolutely excellent. With that being said, I think Big Ben's done. I do. I think that he's good at short routes. I think that he's going to be okay. I see that arm giving way. I just do. I don't think he's going to have the firepower, even though he's got the weapons, to beat us. And yeah, they got a great offensive line, but we have really, really, really restocked our defensive line. You know what I mean? Like, we re-signed Carlos Dunlap, which I thought was absolutely huge. We added Kerry Hyder from the 49ers. Shout out to Al Woods for coming back. And even Alden Smith, which we hope he can get it together. Even him, though. That's a great pickup for us. All right, Alden Smith, if we can get him going, he's going to give us a sack or two right when we need it. So like I said, y'all, I got us beating the Steelers. I do. That point, we go over and face the Saints. Or rather, the Saints go over and face us. They will be playing us at Lumen Field on October 25th. And y'all, they will walk away with an L. Look, I know. The Saints had a top five offense last year. They had a top five defense last year. And they also had Drew Brees last year. Which one of those will they not have this year? Drew Brees, ladies and gentlemen, retired this offseason. Do you know who's supposed to be the starting quarterback? Jameis Winston. That name sounds familiar. That name sounds very familiar. First pick coming out of Florida State University. Very, very familiar for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I wonder when the last time we saw him play a full season. Oh, he started in 2019 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he proceeded to hit us with a 30 for 30 documentary, 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions in the season. Look, I'm not worried about the Saints game. I think they got a great defense and they're going to cause us problems with that defense. At the end of the day, Russell Wilson is better than Jameis Winston. That's just factual. It's not an opinion, it's not a debate, facts. Now we move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I got us beating the Jags. We already beat the Colts. We already beat the Titans. Those are the two best teams in the AFC South. The Jaguars got some good additions. Adding Shaquille Griffin from us kind of hurt a little bit, not going to lie. We couldn't afford him. But of course, Trevor Lawrence. Supposed to be one of the top quarterbacks ever drafted in NFL history. I really like Travis Etienne. Special running back who reports have come out and said that he will also be playing in the slot. I like what I see from Jacksonville. I think they're a year or two away from really scaring people though. I got us beating the Jaguars. Then my 12s. I got us going up to Lambeau Field facing the Packers and I got us losing. I got us losing to the Packers. Look, I don't believe this Aaron Rodgers nonsense. By that point, which is November 14th, Aaron Rodgers will be back. Aaron Rodgers will be playing for the Green Bay Packers this year. And they're going to be a problem. They already have weapons as it is. They already have good receivers. They already have a solid offensive line. And they had a good draft. Shout out to Amari Rodgers from Clemson. I'm really big on him. Adding him to the pieces they already have there, they're going to be a problem. And I got us losing to them in a close game, though. I don't think we're going to have any games this season when we're getting blown out. I don't see our backs getting blown out any game this season. I think we are going to be in contested games all year. Unfortunately, I got us losing to the Packers. And then, oh, my 12s, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I got us losing the very next week to the Arizona Cardinals. Look, y'all, we go through these stretches in Seattle. I'm not going to lie to y'all. We go through stretches where we go on losing streaks. We go on closely contested losing streaks. And in our division, it is tough. All right? It's tough. Now, I don't like to say that because the Cardinals will be playing us at Seattle. But I think coming off of a loss to the Packers, I'm not sure we're going to be as locked in as we should be. And you look at Kyler Murray having added AJ Green, having already a top receiver in the NFL and DeAndre Hopkins. And then the defensive side of the ball, they just got better. They already have a top defensive line. Then they added J.J. Watt from the Houston Texans. It's going to be a closely contested game. I got them slipping away from us there. I got them slipping away. Now, my 12s. At this point, November 21st, we're looking at 7-3. All right, like I said, I got us losing to the LA Rams. I got us losing thus far to the Green Bay Packers. And I got us losing the following week to the Arizona Cardinals. But never fear, my 12s. Russell Wilson is here. We will continue with dominance following that Cardinals loss, beating the Washington football team, following it up. We're going to beat the Niners twice this year. Shout out to all my Niners fans out there. Yes, on December 5th, I got San Francisco going up to Seattle and getting beat. We will be beating the Niners twice this year in our division. Let me say it one more time. On December 5th, I got the San Francisco 49ers coming up to Seattle and losing. That's right. We then follow it up with a win versus the Texans. Look, the Texans are a mess. I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, losing Deshaun Watson for the year. Yes, 12s. I believe he's gone for the year. They're a mess. I got us not only beating them, spanking them. I don't even want to go into it. Let's follow that up with one versus the Rams on December 19th. Y'all, it's payback time. It's payback time. I got us beating the Rams December 19th. I got us following that with a win versus the Bears. Shout out to Justin Fields. I think he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Bears at this point. I got us beating them. You're going to get your first taste of Seattle, Justin Fields. Don't sleep on us. We don't play that mess. Then, of course, I got us beating the Lions the following week. Look, y'all, I don't want to say too much about the Lions. At this point, they're going to be getting ready for the top pick in the NFL draft the following season. The Lions are going to be a mess. I got us beating the Lions. And then I got us closing the year beating the Cardinals. You might fool us once. You're not going to fool us twice. You're not going to beat us twice. Ain't no way we about to lose to the Cardinals twice. I got us beating the Cardinals. Now, look, my 12s. That record, if you look at that record, that's a 14-3 record. That's a 14-3 record and number one in the NFC West. But, I'm going to put an asterisk on that 14-3 and say this. That's what I got, but you know how we do in Seattle. We're going to give up one. We're going to give up one game to some foolish team. That's what we do every single year. We did it last year with those nasty Giants. This year, I hate to say it, even though I got us finished 14-3, I wouldn't be surprised if we finished 13-4 and lost to the Washington football team. I know that's nasty, and I know I'm essentially saying we would be going on a three-game losing streak. Y'all, I would not be surprised. I'm going to tell you why. We always have one team that we're not supposed to lose to that we lose to. Always. Always. And I can see it being the Washington football team. You know, they added Fitzmagic. They got a top defensive line. They got some weapons at wide receiver and running back. I can see them trying to slip away with one versus us. With that being said, I got us winning the NFC West, y'all. The Rams, according to CBSSports.com, have a harder strength of schedule than us. They are ranked 10th. Now, we're not far behind. We're ranked 11th. But I got us winning the division. I still think, shout out to Arizona, I still think they're some time away. I don't think they're going to win the NFC West. I think the Niners are going to be better next year. I think this Trey Lance Jimmy G thing is going to blow up. I think there will be internal struggle in the locker room. Jimmy G is friends with a lot of those players who are returning. Trey Lance is unproven in the NFL, and they spent a lot of capital on him. They spent a lot. I think that causes problems in that locker room. I think it comes down to us versus the Rams. I do. And I think we're going to end up with a better record than the Rams. I got us at 14-3, and worst case scenario, which is probable, I got us at 13-4. That's where I got us. I think the division games are going to be tough, but outside of our division, we have some very, very good-looking games for us. We play the Jaguars. We play the Bears. We play the Texans. We play the Washington football team. We should win these games. I'm excited, y'all. I'm ecstatic. We're going to go 14-3, possibly 13-4. We're going to win the NFC West. Look, y'all, like I said, the division games are going to be tough. But the outside games, outside of the division games, I got us winning. I got us beating the Saints. I got us beating the Bears. I got us beating the Jaguars. I got us spanking the Texans. I'm excited for this year. Shout out to Shane Waldron. Shout out to Pete Carroll. Shout out to Russell Wilson. Shout out to DK Metcalf. Shout out to Tyler Lockett. Shout out to our young bull, Dwayne Eskridge. I got us handling our business this year. Let's go, 12s. I love y'all. Hey, Hype Mike, the sports guy. Look, y'all, we got more coming for y'all. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. The NFL season is about to pop off, and the NBA playoffs are on the way. Buckle up. Let's get it cracking, y'all. I love y'all. Peace.